This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Consignment Heroes, heard Sunday afternoons at 1 on Zoomer Radio. How to sell your stuff. How to get rid of stuff. Paul Kenny and his son Bogart from Storage Wars Canada are about to unlock the secrets to stuff on Zoomer Radio. What sort of value do they put on your stuff? That depends on how well you sell it, as we begin taking your calls on Consignment Heroes, the one-hour phone-in show all about stuff.
Good morning and welcome to Consignment Heroes. We're here Sunday morning and we are doing the show live. It's all about stuff, your stuff, everywhere, stuff. That is Consignment Heroes. I'm here with my dad, Paul Kenny, Bogart Kenny, and we do an hour-long radio show about antiques, about family heirlooms, about something that is in your house or in somebody else's house that has potential value. If you may not know its value or you do know its value, we love to have those items on the show. We love to have you call in and talk about it and get some appraisals and just discuss it a little bit, because sometimes items and antiques puts a smile on my dad's face, and that's the goal of the show, is to put a smile on my dad's face. We're talking about anything, really. We're talking about stamps, hubcaps, albums, old sports, memorabilia, dishes, cups, saucers, lunch pails, silver, art. Like, a lot of times we're talking about gold and silver. That is a large part of our business. A lot of people are not educated on it. So we like to educate everybody on a weekly basis of what prices are, what things should be sold for, what they should be bought for, and that's why we're here. So again, we're here, we're shooting this live right now, Consignment Heroes. We're downtown in the Zooplex. The number to reach us right now live is
You're going to actually say the phone number.
You want to say it?
No, you can say it.
That's what I thought. Okay. So the number to reach us right now live is 416-360-0740. Again, we always say get a pen, get a paper, make sure they both work. The number to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. If you miss that number, we'll say it a few more times throughout the show.
What a week.
What a week.
What a week. What a week. I'm just telling you, I got a lot of good news stories, a couple of things that didn't go so good for some people, but this is one of the weeks now. I want to make sure that people know the Christie Antique Show is coming up. You know that it's at Christie is going to be on Saturday, September 7th, 2019. This is rain or shine. Boy, we've had a lot of rain lately. And it's at the Christie Conservation Area, 1000 Dundas Street, just outside of Hamilton. A lot of people know exactly where it's been. 10,000 people go there every year. It's where you get your fix for advertising signs, kitchen stuff, anything that's collectible. It's like 300 of your best dealers out there. It's different. It's the same type of, it's the same type as you get at Aberfoyle, but you get dealers from all around the country to this show. Aberfoyle, as usual, goes every Sunday. And even that Sunday, September 8th, it's going to be on the Aberfoyle Antique Markets on every Sunday. And it's just north on 401, just north of 401 on Highway 6. And I also got to get my other friend, my plug out for the best antique shop in Canada is definitely Clappison's Corners, which is on Highway 6, just south of the 401, just by the dinosaurs. That's my friend Ron. Go in and see him. I guarantee whatever you're looking for, it's worth the trip. It'll give you ideas, and you'll see stuff there that you have never seen before. You'll also see him at Christie as well. But I just want to get that all out of the way. This week, I want to say this. We also had, now this is a good news story. So you know how I talk about someone brings in costume jewelry and I say one of every three has got gold or silver in it, right? You've mm-hmm. heard me say that. Mm-hmm. So a lady comes in and she's got a stuff. They all went through. Some other downsizer went through and says it's worth $200. She was going to give it to the church. Now, I fully believe in supporting the church. I believe in donating, they do good work and all this. But in this case here, I've looked at one piece and it's got gold in it. Now, she said she was about to give it away, but someone told her to come and see us. So by the end of 1 hour, we found over $1,500 of gold and silver in this, okay, in the lot that she was about to give away. There was actually a gold. There was actually a gold coin. So someone missed the gold coin. Now, what? Once we gave her the $1,500, like the church would have probably at their bazaar or whatever would have gotten maybe $200, $300 for it. But it's much better to have $1,500, and then she can give to the church whatever she wants out of that. We got her over $1,500 of stuff in one big box of costume jewelry. Now, that doesn't happen every day, but one out of every three usually has gold that people are about to give away. So I'm saying if you want to give to the church, give them money. The church will always, always take money.
But the items might not be put on display, or they might not be sold. Or
sold for the right price.
Sit somewhere and never
She won brooch that was worth $400. That was gold. And I said, you know, she saw it was costume. And this is stuff I think was from a relative. Someone else had gone through it. And it's what we do. We are professionals. Don't feel bad that you missed it. This is what we do for a living. Okay, when I go to the... If I go to the mechanic, I don't tell him how to fix my car. If I went to a doctor and I get my appendix out, I'm not going to tell him how to take my appendix out. I expect him to be a professional and know what he's doing. This is what we do. We go through and we pull out the gold out of it, okay, or silver. And there was a couple pieces of nice costume in it that was actually nice. And as usual, things she thought was nice weren't. And things that the box something came in was much nicer than the item was, okay? But I'm just saying that this was a nice, happy story, okay? Then I have the other side, okay? So getting second opinion. Part of getting a second opinion is to get the second opinion before you sell your goods. We had another case this week where someone came in. They'd sold their stuff next door neighbor, and we said, well, they gave us a list, and we said, yes, we would have given you another $800. Now, maybe they didn't need it. Because they were driving a Tesla, they were being kind to the environment, but they were smart enough to be kind to the environment, but not smart enough to get a second opinion at the right time. So if they'd gotten the second opinion, they would have had $800 more from us. Okay.
Well, if you're driving that Tesla and you came in this week, you know we were talking about you.
Sorry, I'm not mentioning any names.
Well, no, we just call that a guy in a Tesla, but yeah.
No, the idea that it was driving a Tesla, he's kind to the environment. That's what I thought was a good thing about this. Maybe because okay. You're missing the point again. The point is to get the second opinion. Why don't you give the phone numbers out while I'm going?
Oh, okay. Thanks, Coach.
Pretend.
If you do want to call in right now, the number to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
Also, another lady was in a gold shop, and someone was selling their gold. Well, that lady, I want to give a call out to her. I don't know who she was, but they were told that she came into our store and we gave the people another $600 on their gold. She said, go get these people to give you a second opinion. She had all her numbers down. I didn't know what they were, but our prices were all higher on what we were paying on our gold and silver. Okay? It was mainly gold. But I'm going to say this twice today, the gold and silver prices, because gold is at an all-time high. And I know we talk about antiques. You're willing to call. You can call us about antiques and stuff like this. But gold right now, I wanted to say this because some people only catch the beginning of the show and don't catch the end. Gold right now, 10 karat gold is $22.56 per gram. 14 karat gold is $31.50 per gram. And 18 karat gold is $40.61 per gram. Okay, and I say this because some people may give you $10 per gram for 10 carat, 14 they give you $14, and 18 they give you $18. This is so underpriced right now, it's almost, they're stealing it, okay? And I know people, that some of the pickers out there, that's what they're doing. These are the real price. If you call, you'll get these prices. You call our shop, at least if you're going to know what these prices are before you sell, okay? We're also buying silver plate, and we're buying like silver dollars right now. We're up a little bit. They're at $11.49 per dollar.
Yeah, but you know, if you're a listener and you're not really into the precious metals aspect of it, we're also here about the antiques. We're about the magazines, the old cars, the dishes, the cups and saucers, the old food packages, the old sports programs. You know, you get some cards, hockey cards. a lot of sports memorabilia always goes for a lot of money that people don't usually realize, or they just want to keep it there and look at it for the rest of their lives. But it's a good idea to have kind of an idea what it's worth. And, you know, if you're ever going to pass something down or give a gift to somebody, it's good to know what it's actually worth. So, you know, again, we're talking about art, pottery, silver, old comics, video games, furniture. And if you do want to call in right now, we are taking phone calls live. The number to reach us right now is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740.
Okay. Also, that yesterday, we talked about the most expensive things, okay? Now, you know that you know, we were talking last week about the fishing lure. Yesterday, I saw a number of $1,000 plus postcards. Each postcard was worth over $1,000.
Wait, what?
In one house. We're going to be probably selling it in the next couple of weeks. One postcard is worth $1,000.
How?
Because more people want to buy them than want to sell them. This was a fantastic collection.
You're looking at a postcard and you're telling me it looks like it's worth $1,000?
A couple of them are. I know they're worth $1,000. I've seen them sell at that prices. 1,000 U.S. No.
What's significant hockey team about this?
It's a real photo. What we talk about with postcards, it's not your ones that are, they're not going to be like "Hello, Happy Merry Christmas," that kind. They're usually the best postcards, I tell people, are ones that are actual photos of a downtown street. You don't want Niagara Falls or Toronto. You want little areas like Wawa. You want St. Catharines, that kind of idea. Smaller towns at that time. People collect their local areas. But these ones happen to be hockey teams and baseball teams, championship teams, where they might have only made 20 cards and give it to all the players that are in the team. Okay? But these ones were other ones like that sell postcards at railway stations. People collect railway stations, but have to be real photos. Okay? That's where you'll see the lighter, the writing will be almost like handwritten at the bottom. You can see with the tone of it. I'm just saying this because people have them, and people go to people's houses, here, I'll give you $5 for your stack of postcards. We don't want to do that. This one box is probably going to be worth $45,000 to $55,000 of postcards.
Of postcards. That's a lot of places you can go.
Yeah, but I'm just saying this is where we help, okay? What we do, okay, there's some people that go into people's houses at downsizers, and they charge them so much an hour, or they'll charge them percentage, okay? Now, and they'll bring their friends over to buy the stuff. And they'll say, okay, yeah, I'm going to sell this to this guy, this to this guy, and this to this guy. And all they are is dealers of their friends, and they're going to resell them at higher prices. Mm-hmm. What we do is we give you an option. Sometimes something should be auctioned. Should not be sold to the guys, to your buddy's friend. Okay, to get the high price, it should be auctioned. Or it should be consigned on sell to the world. It's a case, we will buy it, but we'll tell you, we're pretty transparent when we're saying this is what it's worth and this is what we're going to buy it for. Okay? But the idea, some of these places, and they don't know, it's just a guy will come in and say, yeah, this stack of postcards worth $20, and they would sell them to him for $20 instead of the $45,000, and then they go out and make the money. Okay. Most of these downsizers, what they have is dealers that come in and they'll offer them a certain amount of money. And they'll say, yeah, okay, I'll take that. And well, difference between them and us is they're giving me, say, paid by the hour. They're taking the 20%. What we do is the more you make, the more we make. And we're greedy. We want to make more money, but we do it if you make more money. This is where the difference is. Okay. And there's a lot of people that have collectibles. They don't even know how good the stuff is. And that's where you have to get the second opinion.
Well, speaking of collectibles, speaking of experts, we have someone on the line that deals a lot of that.
Who?
Rick.
Oh, okay. Let's talk to Rick then.
But, hi, how are you guys?
Oh, working hard. We're working hard today. But
you know, it's funny you mentioned that about getting that second opinion. And I wanted to actually address an issue that is a concern. And one of the concerns is that there's a lot of agents out there right now that when they do their evaluations, that in order to get the listing, that sometimes they'll overinflate the true value of the property to get the listing. And then what ends up happening is the property sits there, it doesn't sell, and then they come at you with a reduction. Hopefully they'll get it sold that way. But what ends up happening, and it always happens, is that you start going into a spiral and you end up getting less for the property than if you had just priced it right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And this is why we have to be aware of people that overinflate the value of a property, and then you have people that underinflate it to make the job easier for them to sell it. So I think it's like anything else, to properly evaluate the property and expose it to the world, as you say, so that more people have the option to look at it, come and see it, and give them a chance to bid on it so that the seller gets as much money for the property as possible. So I just thought it was important that your listeners always be mindful of that. When somebody overinflates the value of their property, you know what? Be concerned and get that second opinion, a true second opinion.
By what it's worth. Well, the other thing as well, I think we were talking a couple of weeks ago, is out-of-town properties where it's a low. I know that they like to deal with the local agent in that area, but right. The real money's in Toronto. Someone sells their McMansion in Toronto for $2 million, and they want to move out to 50 miles outside of Toronto. They want to move down to Hamilton, Ancaster, or any place like that. You can buy so much more house down there. But unless these agents are tied into the Toronto money, you're not going to get the Toronto people. And this is where there are a lot of people who are selling their houses and moving out where they're getting a lot more house, or they're getting the same size house, and they're pocketing $1 million and putting it in the bank to spend.
Yes.
So this is where I'm saying that even, Rick, that we can help people with that if they're even just slightly outside of Toronto. If you're in Hamilton, St. Catharines, Oshawa, any of these areas that sometimes are not tied into the Toronto money. Because what did Dillinger say? Why do you rob banks? They asked Dillinger, why you rob banks? He said, because that's where the money is. That's what he said. Okay?
How true is that? No, you're absolutely right. And I've sold properties in Barrie. I've sold properties in Angus. I've sold properties in Innisfil. And, you know, you bring Toronto money out there. So you're not just exposing it to the local market, but you're exposing it to a much broader market, which means you're going to get more money for it. Because now you have not just the local people that know it's for sale, but now everyone knows it's for sale because the Toronto board is the biggest board. Mm-hmm. And we have the opportunity to show it to more people than the local board. So that's going to obviously translate to more bidders, more money.
Yeah. Well, I also want to point out to people, if you're going to get us to declutter your house or to sell with the stuff before you downsize, use time. Get a hold of us now. Use that time. Let us. We have crews. We take all the stress out of downsizing. Yeah. We actually sell the stuff, get extra money for it. You know, I do have friends that I'll call in. If there's some kind of item I happen to know where the buyer is, I will bring him in. But I'm not. Right. There are some items that deserve to be online. There's certain items that have to go to auction because you don't know what the price is. Or, like I said, $1,000 postcard. If you put that into a local auction, you might get $20. And that guy's going to take the $20 and sell it as a $1,000 postcard online. Okay? Mm-hmm. I believe in free enterprise, but we are working for you. Okay? Right. Now, if I go into some of these downsizes, I don't mind. I won't give them extra money. If I'm going in there, if they've priced it at $20 and it's a $1,000 item. Like I had one person with $4,000 worth of comics. They priced it like nothing. I said, okay, I'll take these. You know, it's sad for the consigner, but this consigner, I mean, for the consignee, but he happened to be passed anyway. But the idea is that the downsizer had no idea what they're doing. Okay.
Right.
And they're not willing to go out there and look. And this is where the professionals, it's what we do. They should not feel bad that they do not know what a 1951 Gordie Howe card is worth $60,000. Not everyone knows this, okay? And they're not supposed to know. They bought the card for nickel, enjoyed it, and that was it. You know, deal with the professionals. And if even in their house, you want to deal with a professional, not just a listing guy. We actually sell the houses. We're 100%.
We sell the houses.
They don't understand that, but people are going down there. People list it, and then they go on to the next house and list another one, and they don't go and sell the house. The idea is to get these things sold. You're not listening. We're not in the listing business. We'd like to do it. We have to do it because we have some control over how it's listed and all that, but we are in the selling business, and that's what I'm in. Even with your goods that's in the house, what you're in, you're in the selling business, okay? This is important that people know this. We are professionals, and when was the last time you sold a house? 50 years ago? Times have changed. Right. Use the new technology.
And you know what? After 50 years, what do they really know about selling a property? They have no expertise. You know, they can't listen to their neighbor. They can't listen to somebody who's just out to get the listing, as you said. No, you have to give it to someone you can trust. that's going to come to you, evaluate your property based on facts and based on what we know we can get. And by pricing it right, you're going to get more money for it.
I know.
More people are going to come and see it. So you're absolutely right. Give it to the professionals. Don't rely on what you don't know. Rely on what you do know, and that's what we're here for.
Well, you know, we're going to have a place in Bayview Village probably coming up that was in soft hands, and we're going to get the job done. What's your number? Rick, let's get your number on the air here, because some people might call you right away, because you're on you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 416-258-3972.
Say it again. Say it slow.
I'll say it slower. It's 416-258-3972.
Or people can call me at my store, which is 905-737-4653. The whole team will be there. We can get your stuff. We'll take the stress out of downsizing, and we can get you in our place. Are we still looking for that place in Port Credit for that lady?
Yes, we are. We are. Okay. We're broadening our searches, so soon we'll have something.
Got it. Okay. Thanks. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you later.
You too. Bye. Always a pleasure. Talk soon. Bye.
If you do want to call in, we are taking phone calls now live about stuff. We're talking about furniture, video games, old signs, old comics, art, pottery, silver, costume jewelry, everything. The works. If you do want to contact us, we're taking right now. The number is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And we'll get to your calls right after the break. Welcome back to Consignment Heroes. We're here live down here in the Zoomplex taking your phone calls all about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere. Stuff.
It's items.
Stuff. I know it's a Sunday, and you know people don't really feel like going out and doing things when it comes to stuff. They want to sit inside. Like, I'd love to be sitting inside. I know it's a nice day, but you want to be sitting outside drinking a coffee and relaxing. You don't want to be going through your basement of stuff. But it's one of those days that it needs to be done.
You don't think our people who pay, like Aberfoyle, you're telling people not to go to Aberfoyle?
No,
you have to go on Sunday.
Yeah, it's fine. But then you don't have time to go through your basement. Monday to Friday, most people are, you know, busy with their regular things going on in their lives. And, you know, the weekend and Saturday, people just, you know, don't want to really do much either. So Sunday, I still think, is the day to go in your basement.
These people, a lot of the Zoomers, you might know this, but when you get to be a Zoomer, hopefully you're retired.
Yes, I know, but that's why...
That means you're not working Monday to Friday.
No, I know, but then Monday comes along, you don't want to go through your basement.
Okay.
Tuesday comes along, you're not going through your attic. Wednesday comes along, you're going to think you should do it on the weekend. So at the end of the day, Sunday's the day to go through it. And you can put us on in the background while you're doing it.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Do people know that you can live stream us as well?
They do.
And you can go to Zoomer, you can see us doing this, or you can watch us on Storage Wars Northern Treasures or Storage Wars Canada. I think we're on OLN and we're on Netflix. We got picked up for a second season on Netflix.
Oh,
you know that?
Do we?
Yeah, we're not getting any more money for
it. Yeah,
don't
get paid for it. So
okay,
we don't care.
Okay.
If you do want to contact right now, we are live taking your phone calls all about stuff. The number right now to reach us is 416-360-0740. We're talking about lawn furniture, coins, silver, stamps, hubcaps, albums, dishes, cups and saucers, lunch pails. If I don't mention it.
Lunch pails.
What about lunch pails?
How much do you think a lunch pail would be?
Oh, you're going to start with lunch
pails. I found out. I did some of the history on lunch pails. There was like 450 million lunch pails made, okay, between 1950 and 70. Now, you know, how much would you think a lunch pail's worth?
I would have no idea. I really don't know.
No. You got to look. Okay. There are lunch pails. And the thermos. Like, there are lunch pails. Here's Aladdin, a night Gunsmoke. A lot of them like that. This Gunsmoke's worth approximately $1,000. Okay? $1,000 for a lunch pail.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Beatles is worth about $2,000. Okay? Because people collect them. A Mickey Mouse from 1954, which we would have at home, not in perfect condition. The lunch pail's worth about $900. The little bottle, the thermos, $1,600 sold for. These are all U.S. prices, by the way. Because I'm saying this because the house I said that the $1,000 postcards had lunch pails yesterday. And I saw a couple lunch pails like the Lone Ranger or I think I saw it was, Gene Autry. Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett lunch pail, $1,800. Thermos, $3,500. U.S.
That's, I don't know, like, but like, what? I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to buy a lunch pail. I'm not looking for a $3,500 lunch pail.
No, no, they'll never put a sandwich in these things ever again. They're going to display them. But it brings back memories. When you watch Davy Crockett, I would sing, but I shouldn't sing. But if Fess Parker played, I think, Davy Crockett, and it was the 1950s, late 50s, early 60s, it was like a number one show. Everyone had a raccoon cap.
That's
okay. Sad.
That's kind of sad. Okay. But okay, let's get to the phone lines.
Okay.
Can we, we're going to go to Gene in Georgetown. Hey, Gene.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Yes.
Welcome to
listening
the show.
To you here. Yes, I have a 2-foot-high coffee grinder from Philadelphia, PA.
Okay.
Enterprise Manufacturing. It's complete and it's on a wooden stand with a drawer. So I would say that altogether it's about 20 inches high.
Who made it again?
Beg your pardon?
Who made it from Philadelphia?
Philadelphia Enterprise.
And it's a coffee grinder.
It's a coffee grinder.
Jeez, okay. They were very popular in the 60s, but I think people are still buying them. People are trying to, it's probably grind. Is it doesn't work though, right? It's an old one from 1930s.
Oh, it's working. I mean, I've never worked it, but it definitely works. It grinds and the drawer's there to accept the coffee and everything. I've never used it. It just is sitting here as a decoration.
Oh, so you're going to get rid of it. Okay.
Yes, I am.
That's the type of idea. Those are the type of items that are at my friend down Clapperton's Corner. You'll see the Christie Antique Show or the Aberfoyle. They'll have that kind of stuff there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, and because people do like them. But,
and how much would you think it's worth? I have somebody, a friend would like to buy it from me, but I have no idea today. I know what I paid for it.
Okay, Philadelphia when. Star Mill Coffee Grinder. How, what year is it from? Is 18? Is a patent date on it?
No, I didn't see a patent date. No, I didn't.
But if you didn't even work it, I'm sure you didn't even go look, did you?
I mean, it's an old one, definitely an old one. Yeah.
Great big, like a wheel, looks like a bicycle wheel.
Yeah, the two wheels are on it with the wooden handle to turn it and everything. And there's a top on it with a porcelain little knob. What else can I say?
Is it a home one or would you think it was one that was from a store?
Now, that's a good question.
Okay.
It might have been in a store. I'm like, it's not one of the big, big, big ones because it's only like altogether 20 inches high that on the wooden stand.
Oh, including the stand. How high
including
is the actual?
The stand. It's about 14 inches.
Oh, that's small because I have one here that's a tall one that's a general store one, and it's worth about $2,000.
Yes. No, okay. I know those. Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not one of those. One of the small ones.
Yeah, this is a small one in a restaurant or somebody's home or something, yeah.
Is it cast iron, all cast iron?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yep. You
probably people love the cast iron. They're indestructible. Probably between $300 and $500. Like, make sure your friend at least pays you some money. what I would do is I would look it up now, because you have it right in front of you. You don't even have to send me a picture.
Yes, I do. In fact, I can go and look at it right now. I was trying to stay away from the radio. My husband's listening to the radio. So, okay, yes, it's right in front of me.
We encourage you listening to the radio, by the way. Okay, we encourage that.
Yes.
On what I would do on this one here, because they're hard to ship. This is the only thing about something like this, selling it on eBay.
It's heavy.
Now, we can pack. We ship all over the world. Like I say, okay. Our main thing that why we can help people on the consignment business is we buy from Toronto and we sell to the world. And we'd sell to the world because the world's got more money. Okay?
Okay.
And they'll pay you more. On something like that. And we can ship this, but I would check. You can probably photo match it up against something on eBay and take a look at what it's not what they're. Some people have what I call the never, never plan when they're just asking some stupid amount of money for it. Find out what it's sold at.
Okay.
Now, sometimes the price will be dictated by if it was in England and cost $200 to ship here, then that's not a true price. This is how we do our research. We find out how stuff is going to sell in North America. In a lot of cases, but we can ship it. But I'm just saying you could probably look this up. If it's Philadelphia, the Americans love to buy their stuff back at vastly inflated prices.
All right.
So that's maybe where it's going to end up going back to. Okay. But I would photo match it against that. I mean, if you had a whole house, I'd go take a look at. But if it's one item like this and you've got an interested neighbor, you're going to find out. You're going to find out how much your neighbor actually likes you, because depending what they offer you. Okay.
Yes.
You're about to find out what she thinks of you. Have this information in advance. This is why I say about getting second opinions, okay? So you're going to either lose a neighbor or no, you can't lose them. But go take a look. And this is where I'm getting the second opinion. I can tell you, but right. I'm only going to look on eBay and get my ideas from there.
Yeah.
On a one item like that, because we don't handle them all the time. But we can. We ship bikes this week, full assembled bikes. And my staff was very unhappy. But it's what we do. Okay? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for your information.
You're
Have
welcome.
A good day.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
Next, we'll go to Vern in Toronto. Hey, Vern.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What do you have for us today?
I have an original of the Joy of Jello cookbook. And I also have some ink blotters that are probably well over 100 years old. They would be totally politically incorrect by today's standards, but they're in mint condition, and I just wondered if they would be worth anything.
People collect the politically incorrect on, and I mean, as long as it's not mean. You know, sometimes it's humorous, but I guess it's not really humorous anymore. But people do collect it, and that would be something sold around the world because some people have different senses of humor and stuff like that. Blotters are collectible in the same way postcards are, okay, especially if they haven't been used, and they were printed up. I don't know what they are on them. On, excuse me, the cookbooks, you know my idea of cookbooks, I think they're just wives. My wife buys her cookbooks so she can disguise the food. She knows what I don't like. And then I think she only gets cookbooks so that she can disguise the food, and so I don't know what I'm eating. And I know this because sometimes I'll be eating something, she'll have a smile on her face, and he said, did you like that? And then she said, yeah, but it had this in it. And you don't like that. And then I know she fooled me. But cookbooks around the world, they still sell, but they don't sell for a lot. Okay? You're going to get $5, $10, $15, $20 because a lot of times they were printed in large amounts. Now, here's the other problem is books are... Because of everything online right now, unless you have a collector who's got a giant library, most of the cooking recipes are online. And this is where it's down. Everyone's going online now, you know. And it's a shame. I love books. I'm never going to get one of those Kindle reader things. I like to have the book in front of me when I'm reading. I like to feel it. I like to see it and feel it. And I know a lot of other people think the same way. Okay.
Okay, I just thought because it was, quote, the joy of Jell-O, it's nothing but Jell-O in it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. Jell-O. Okay, Jell-O, yeah, no, the Jell-O one will be, because a Jell-O collectors will collect this as well, eh?
Right.
Because they're any kind of a brand name, people collect advertising, collect that. The Magic of Jell-O Classic, no, it's not as much as I thought. $15, like I said, $12 to $15.
Okay. Okay. I was curious, and I was curious about the ink blotters. As I say, they're humorous. They're not in poor taste. Could I describe one of them to you briefly?
Sure, as long as it's not in poor taste.
It's okay. It comes from a dry cleaning establishment up in Timmins,
yep.
Ontario, and it was the caricature on it is like one of the Campbell Soup kids.
Okay.
But they've put the black face on, and then they've wiped a place off, like part of the face off, and said, we get things clean.
That would be really tough. Yeah. You know, just because I think people are getting, in some cases they're sensitive, but I've never walked in their shoes. So I don't, you know what I mean? I can't make a judgment on that, you know, but it just politically incorrect is harder to sell, but there are still people buying it. Okay.
Okay.
And it's yeah, it's it's hard for me to say on this one. Okay.
Okay.
But I'd like to be able to help you, but and maybe if you drop down the store, I'll take a look. They might be as bad as you think, but I know the Campbell face. It's funny what the norms were back then and what they are now. You know, and this was completely acceptable. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're in Richmond Hill, correct?
Yes. So hopefully you bring other stuff in, like your costume jewelry or the old cups and saucers that are still selling, $300, $400, $500. Yeah. Make sure they're either Ainsley or Paragon. And they got. I keep on saying this. People keep on bringing them in. I said, the more white you see in the bowl, the worse it is. It can't, actually, almost any white you see in the bowl is actually makes it a bad cup and saucer. You want to see all sorts of color, gold, silver, cobalts, and a great big rose of some sort of flowers inside those bowls of the teacups. And those are worth money. Take advantage, because this can't last forever. These people will come to their senses who are paying $2,500 for a cup and saucer. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Did you say cup and saucers for $2,500?
Yeah, we sold one. $2,500 US. That's about $3,300
Canadian. For a cup and saucer.
One cup, one saucer.
What if you drop it?
But they match.
What's it worth?
Nothing.
Okay, then.
Nothing.
I don't know. That seems like a lot of money for something very fragile.
Yes, you have to be very careful in packing them. I'll get more for one cup and saucer. Someone brought in a Limoges set of china this week that I told her it's going to sell for $60. It's like a setting for eight, and it's two full boxes, and I might get $60 for it.
So it's better to... Well, at least it's better to get that than something in a big box store.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense. Because like, if you go to one of those places and they'll charge you like $200 for white, just white. Like, there's nothing else on it, just white.
No. I want people, you know my thing about buying Canadian. I want, at the end of the show, when you're going shopping, bring your glasses, read those packages, find out where the stuff is made. If it's made in Canada, buy it. That type of thing. Well, buy the stuff your neighbor makes. And in a lot of cases... And I'm saying, if you're going out for a set of dishes, rather than going to one of these big box stores, you can go out to Christie or my friend down in Clapperton's Corners, and you can get a set of dishes with character that was, and I mean, it's plates. It'll be all complete, but it's going to be one third of the price of these big box stores. And you know something? 5 years from now, it'll still going to be worth that kind of money. Well, but the stuff, once you get from these big box stores... This is future garage sale stuff.
Okay, so if you have not big box store stuff and you do want to call in, we're talking about anything to do with stuff. Dishes, cups and saucers, old food packages, art, pottery, signs, furniture, video games, old toys, anything. The works. If you do want a contest, we're taking phone calls live right now. The number to reach us is 416-360-0740. Again, that is 416-360-0740. The toll-free number is 1-866-740-4740. And more of your phone calls when we come back. Welcome back to Simon Heroes. We're here down here live at the Zoomerplex taking your phone calls all about stuff. Your stuff, our stuff, everywhere, stuff. And we'll get back to the phone lines. We're going to go to Heather in Fennel Falls.
Hello.
Hi. How's our signal out there? Good?
Good. Really good.
Okay.
Yes, I'm calling about a porcupine quill. Bought a little round container that my father got when he was working in Elliott Lake in 1956.
So it's got some age for it. Okay. Is that one of these ones from the C&E, eh?
No.
I mean, the C&E collectibles are still very collectible, and they used to have them down there. You know, the beadwork and the bead bags and the quill. How big is it?
It's just a little round container, like larger than a soup can, I would say.
Inches? Let's use inches,
okay,
not centimeters.
I would say 4 inches by 3 across.
Okay, is there an animal on it?
It actually has a Canadian maple leaf on the top.
Okay, that's boring. Sorry.
I know, but it didn't have any beadwork. It was very simple design, but I've kept it in a cedar chest, so it's in good condition. I just wondered if there's any value to them.
They used to be all the rage, but it was mainly people collecting, but all the quills were there.
Mm-hmm.
And but the design made a difference. If you had a moose on or a beaver or anything like that, maple leaf, as much as I'm Canadian, I love that. It is boring.
Yeah.
But the age of it might take a look at the work, but it's probably going to be $50, $75. But I've sold them up to $600, $700, mm-hmm. when they have a, because there used to be a lot of people collecting them. And in good shape. The problem is the quills, if you kept it in the right kind of conditions, makes a difference here.
Yes.
But, and like I said, lead into at the C&E, this is the time of year, I remember in 1960, 65, if you went down to the C&E, you could buy that. That'd be one of the staple collectibles. I mean, souvenirs. You remember that they'd have that, and they'd have the leather with the beadwork on it?
Mm-hmm.
And that was what they'd be selling down there. And
those are
collectible, but it'd be better. If you had a maple leaf on and said C&E, then mm-hmm. I'd be getting you $125 for it.
No. He was working up there. And
in a mine?
No, he actually built the Elliott Lake Public School.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yes.
Anything else he's got from Elliott Lake? Any other stuff from back then?
Just old pictures of them building the school.
Okay. Now, see, you call with one thing, and the thing you left behind is the best part.
Yeah.
Photos like that, they're probably very saleable. Okay. Oh. Old photos. We were talking earlier on about the $1,000 postcard. All mm-hmm. it is a photo, okay, that someone mailed to somebody. Photos, people collect photos and images, especially anything up in Northern Ontario and the Northwest Territories. If he had a picture of some, the local, if the Indian population was helping assemble that, and he had some of photos of that happening and actually building it, you've got a nice photo that someone's going to pay money for.
There's some with the workers working on the school. And it has the name of some plumbing company on it.
Perfect. Now, this is what people want. It's a story behind it. People want to recapture that. Because you know something? When this stuff goes and people throw it in the garbage, it's gone forever.
Yes.
And that's what we want. Part of what we want to do is a consignment. We try and conserve history. And we try and put it in the right places. I'm not saying donate to some library that's going to put it in its basement, or some museum that's going to put it in its basement and never see fresh air again. I want people to see this, know what it is, and learn from history, you know, and realize what it was like back then.
Yeah, and it's beautiful photography, really.
Yeah. No. Yeah. See, you called on one thing and the best thing you were about to leave behind.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to go to Margaret in Mississauga. Hi, Margaret.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
I have two Wheaties boxes.
Okay.
From 1988 NFL championships.
Okay.
I guess whoever worked at the factory pulled them off the line.
Okay.
They've never been folded and made into a box.
Yeah.
But, they used to have one ready with both team names on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, the one that won, they would print and what well, they would circulate. The other one, they didn't.
Do you have both boxes?
I have them both. One is the Washington Redskins and one is the Denver Broncos. And I believe the Broncos won that year.
Okay.
They're in mint condition because they've been in a frame since my son was, I don't know, but 15. Mm-hmm.
I would say the one, actually, the best one is going to be the one that didn't, what they didn't make. That's like a prototype.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the pair, one of the Redskins is probably, you know, $10, $15, where the other one's going to be worth $56. As a pair, keep them together, you probably get $75 to $100.
Okay, we didn't know because often you would never find the set together because they would never print the other one.
So we've
been hanging on to them for a long time. He was big in baseball cards, and he said, "Oh, Mom, just throw them out." So I said, "Well, before I do, I'll just check it out." Mm-hmm.
Does your garbage man run around with a checkbook? Does he? Yeah. Tell me honestly if he's one of the ones that runs around with a checkbook.
We need to get that one.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to ask you is I had a workman come to my home a couple of years ago, and at Christmas time when I went back downstairs, my silver tray for my silver tea set had disappeared.
Oh.
And I wondered if you can find a tray that matches my set.
Probably.
I thought she was going to ask if we can find the guy.
No,
we actually we buy silver plate all the time, and because we mainly crush it, okay, because we get more in. But if you're an actual customer, we probably crush 200 to 300 silver trays in a 3-week period. So if you gave me the sizes, on the bottom of your tea set, it's going to say either Rogers Community or it'll be Rogers, a certain motif. And I can tell you, I can get ones that either have, you can get them footed, tell me the size, I can do this for you. Now, here's the problem. I don't clean or repair anything. So when you buy it from me, you got to clean it, okay?
Oh, I love to clean my silver, so that's not a problem.
Oh, okay. You can come work for me anytime. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for your call.
Call bye-bye. Our store, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank Which you. Is 905.
905-737-4653. You can call, leave a message now if you want, but call during the week. That's when we're there. And it's at 10341 Yonge Street, unit number 2. Can't miss us. Well, can't miss the wall. We're on the other side of the wall.
South side of the wall.
South side of the wall. The next, we're going to go to Nilo in Hamilton.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good. What do you got for us today?
Okay, I have a record player here, okay, and it's really old, and it's the kind that's like, it looks like a great big ball. It's got a green lid, and you slide it back. And
it's got a ball? And like it's round like oval?
Yeah, it's a great
big ball. Oh, Sputniks!
It's called Bradford, and in the corner there's a circle with the letter Z or Z.
Okay.
And the thing works good, and more people have said to me, why don't you find out what this thing is? This is really old. And it works really well. And I just want to know if you guys have ever seen one of these things.
No. I'm trying. I don't know the Bradford one. But normally, the Zenith made one, and there's a number of them they made. They were the 1970. When you say really old, how old do you think it is?
It's got to be over 40 years old, I would say.
Okay, that's not old. In my world, if it's got a round dome on it and the bottom is round as well,
yeah,
that is a look that designers just go crazy on.
Okay.
If I had it, I'd be putting it online because there's not a lot of them out there. You're probably going to get $200-$400, maybe more, because they love that look. Most of that stuff of the 70s, I don't know the person who made the guts probably wasn't that good a company, but they want that look. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So I would be putting it on that, and I would try and get that before I took less for it. Okay.
Okay.
Like I'm looking right now, and I haven't seen. I know there was some other ones that made them, and it's the look. It's like what's the other company? The TV set, the Predictus. People love the Predictus because they have that futuristic look to them. Okay.
Well, this Z that's on it, could that have been the Zenith?
It could be the Zenith. I'm thinking that. So I'm thinking it's gonna be 200 for nothing if it doesn't work. Okay, someone will make it work.
This thing works really well. Yeah,
perfect. You're playing some of the oldies and goldies on it.
I got all that stuff. I got all the old band, big bands and stuff like that.
Oh no, that's too bad. Okay.
Yeah.
Rock and roll is what we need. Rock and roll records. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
We're gonna go to Jason in Mississauga. Hey, Jason.
Yeah, hi. I'm wondering if you guys know anything about comic books.
Are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me?
Right.
I used to have a chain of comic book stores. It is what I know.
Oh, you done did it.
Talk to you then. I have a collection, a Civil War lot that I'm trying to get rid of. Now, this is based on this is what the Captain America Civil War story was based on.
Okay.
I have issues from 1 to 7, and also a CGC 9.2 copy of pencil only Michael Turner variant of issue 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
This stuff here. No. This is comic books. Okay. The older comic books is where our main specialty is. We just saw some yesterday. But on the newer comic book, you know when you have a CGC like that comic graded.
Yeah.
That's 9.2 is that for a new book like that, it's not that high a grade. A 9.8 is a higher grade, but that's what you have to do with that to get the money. Any of your key issues, like some of this stuff, your best way to find the prices on some of it, and especially if you were a collector and you kept stuff in nice shape.
Yes, they are.
In the bags and boards. Check online. eBay is going to be your best form on it, except for if your books are over $1,000, you'd be crazy to sell them on eBay. We mainly go through the auctions, okay? But those books are all going to be on the newer side. Anything after, what you've got is the Bronze Age. You've got the later stuff. Anything after 1990? These are after 1990, right?
Yes, and also I have more detail. The issues, except for the CGC graded issue 5, they're all autographed by the artist, Steve McNiven.
Oh, okay. Now we do have to get them graded. Now you have to get them authenticated. And that's my nephew does that as well. And we can help you with that. What you have to do is call the store tomorrow, 905.
Hold on.
Yes, it's a pretty important detail.
Remember that thing about getting the paper and the page, paper and pen, and make sure they both work? Right at the beginning of the show, we tell people that.
Well, 905. For now, because what's the number?
905.
905-737-4653. 4653.
Call us tomorrow. I can help you for sure, okay? Call me late in the afternoon. My whole morning's booked. We have to go on. We have a full board here.
Okay, so afternoon. Okay, I'll call afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for the call. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to Don in Toronto. Hey, Don.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Listen, I have about 9 or 10 Hummel figurines.
Sorry about your luck.
Hey?
Okay. Hummel figurines, if you go to Germany, sell for about $200 each, and they still charge that much for them. Back issues of Hummels are following the way of the Royal Daltons, okay? Now, we do buy them. We take them mainly on consignment. We can do it that way. If you've got some of the old marks, you can tell that. You can go online and figure out what your old marks are. But people go into your house and try and pay you $2. Don't take it. They're worth more than that, but they are not worth as much as they used to be. Like right now, we're probably across the board. I'm not saying this in a mean way, but even on Royal Daltons, we're paying like $25. And I will pay more in some cases, but we can get more if you want consignment on. But any of your Hummels, your Beswick, your Royal Daltons, all of that stuff out of the 1970s and 80s is in a declining market right now. Not as many people want them. But the good thing is because we buy from Toronto and sell to the world, we can get you world prices, okay?
Now, some of them have Goebel on it.
Yeah, Goebel. No, you have to call. You have to call me in the morning. We have a full board. Call me at the store. I can run through the whole thing with you. Just ask for Paul. Talk about the Hummels. I'll run through it, and I'll even tell you how old they are, okay?
Not a problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. If you do want to reach us, the number at the store is 905-737-4653. We're going to go to Bernie in Milton. Hey, Bernie.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have some cups and saucers here. I have a Royal Stafford that is royal blue on the outside, and it has flowers on the inside, blue and white flowers inside the cup.
Yeah, but what we want is no very little white, Ainsley and Paragon.
I have a Paragon.
Yep. Send.
Which has just one flower on the inside.
No, we need lots of flowers.
Oh,
my rule of thumb is, and this is hard to break this one, the more white you see, the more less value it has. The more flowers and gold and blues and greens, the better it is. Next call.
Well,
thanks.
No, we don't have any more time for any calls. Sorry,
we can take one call.
Sorry for the people we didn't get to. You got to call in earlier. Got to get through this. We run out of show at the end of the show. It's 12 o'clock.
I have to give gold price. Now, there's another thing. There are fake gold maples going around.
Okay.
They weigh about 25 grams instead of 31.15. This is, if a price of gold maple seems too good to be true and you're not an expert and you don't know who you're buying it from, don't buy them. They are fake. They're made in China. They're the weight's off. The one way I can tell right away, but in case you can't, I just want to warn people because I don't want people to get, the idea of this show is people don't get ripped off. Now, remember gold, 10 carat, $22.56 per gram. If you go to a store, make sure that they tell you how many grams you have, what they're paying you per gram. They can't answer that question. Run out of that store because those guys are idiots.
And run right to our store at 10341 Yonge Street, just north on Yonge of Major McKenzie, unit number 2. You can reach us also at 905-737-4653.
Thank you. We did run out of show again.
Yeah, we did. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.